Well, I'm at a house called Moss Bawn, and any fan of Seamus Heaney may well recognise that name, because this is where the poet grew up. It used to be the Heaney's family farm. Around me, there's a huge expanse of fields punctuated by hedgerows and trees. And this landscape with which the young Seamus Heaney was so familiar inspired much of his most famous work.
Under my window, a clean rasping sound when the spade sinks into gravelly ground, my father digging. I look down till his straining rump among the flower beds bends low, comes up 20 years away, stooping in rhythm through potato drills where he was digging.
But some digging of a different kind is going on here at the moment. About 50 yards from the house, some engineers have begun preparatory work on a new dual carriageway. Now, to its supporters, this road is a much-needed infrastructure project on the main route between Belfast and Londonderry, Northern Ireland's two biggest cities. But some poets, musicians and other artists have started a campaign to try to stop the road being built.
And in your service I shall ordain chosen men. Yet one thing I ask of you, not to inscribe your visions in verse on the leaves in case they go frolicking off in the wind.
Heaney's translation of Virgil's Aeneid, read by the Oscar-nominated and BAFTA-winning actor Stephen Ray. This is part of a protest event in the Lyric Theatre in Belfast. Stephen Ray was a friend of Heaney.
He has transformed the language for us with his imaginative poetry, and I can assure you that there will be pilgrimages of people who want to come and see the place that inspired his work. He's a huge figure in Japan, Eastern Europe, America, and what's our response to that? To desecrate the place where he grew up?
It isn't often that a concert is organised to oppose a road scheme. The writers Colm Tibbean and Fintan O'Toole are among those backing the campaign. Poet Stephen Connolly is one of its leaders.
It makes little to no sense that a government who say that they respect the legacy of Seamus Heaney would run a motorway through the landscape. The response to that would be to urge them to consider alternative options.
But the Stormont Infrastructure Minister, Chris Hazard, says no route could have avoided the poet's home turf.
I think what we've got here is a fair balance on the way forward, a balance between the local literary concerns, but also environmental concerns also. You know, when you consider, no matter where we go in that South Derry area, you know, you're going through Heaney country, you're going through environmentally delicate areas, so that the project we have designed, I think, is very fitting.
The route was decided after a public inquiry 9 years ago. There have been complaints about the existing single carriageway road here, the A6, for years. Business people say it stifled the economy in the northwest of Northern Ireland.
The northwest and Derry in particular, it's often highlighted as an area where getting goods to and from there really is not efficient.
Seamus Leheny is from the Freight Transport Association.
The northwest has been held back for decades. The A6 improvements will certainly help attract investment, so I think any delay in this will affect the whole northwest.
In Heaney country itself, opinion varies. Eugene McGrogan makes kitchen units and transports them for many miles. He says the traffic nearby is terrible and the road should be upgraded.
It's needed, you know. I do feel something does need to be done about the A6 upgrade. It's just every year seems to get worse and worse, like, you know. It's very hard, you know, just to keep everybody happy.
Another local man, Gerry Donnelly, thinks the priority should be the Heaney heritage.
He had a lifelong affinity. It's too important. We will continue the fight until we're told that we don't have a future.
My father worked with a horse plough. His shoulders globed like a full sail strung between the shafts and the furrow. The horses strained at his clicking tongue.
This clash between culture and commerce has pitted poets against politicians. With diggers already on site, Stormont's unlikely to rethink the new road, but court papers have been lodged for a legal challenge.